Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for the Chamber's upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. Don't forget, we have our eggs and issues. We'll have the three topics being discussed for and against. That includes the Gallagher Reform, as well as Family Medical Leave Act, and the popular vote. So those are our three topics. But again, DurangoBusiness.org for all of our upcoming events. And I have Jeff from the Powerhouse. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the opportunity to be with you today, Jack.
Well, absolutely. Now, when did you start? Because you took over as executive director, and you do have the lunar landscape behind you there celebrating the 50th anniversary. So you landed, quote unquote, the job. And how long ago was that?
Yeah, pretty unexpected. I started here in mid-January. I had been on the board at the Powerhouse for a couple of years, or a couple of sessions for 4 years before that. And was asked to step in as interim executive director beginning of the year, and have been here, I guess, about 8 months now.
Wow. So you took over, and then bam, COVID hits, and you've had to do a little bit of pivoting. And I do apologize. Your last name is pronounced Susor?
Susor, yeah, that's right.
Okay, I want to make sure I got that. You didn't say that when we started the interview. So you take over. And obviously, the shutdown and everything occurs. So what have been some of the biggest impacts you've experienced? And we're going to get into some of the programs you're working on.
Yeah, I feel like we are in like phase three or four of surviving COVID at this point. We made the decision to close the Science Center mid-March, the same time that 9R announced closing schools. And, you know, I think I spent the first day or two cleaning my office and trying to think about long-term projects, and realized pretty quickly that it wasn't really long-term projects we're working on. It was some opportunities to help immediate community needs. We're home to the Maker Lab here at the Powerhouse. And so it's a member-led workshop with laser cutters, 3D printers, shop materials, and an incredible community of creative folks. And on the day we closed, one of our staff folks came to me and said, you know, I think we've got the wherewithal to actually make some PPE and build face masks and some of those sorts of things. And, you know, I think it took us about a week of us being skeptical, not that we could do it, but that the hospitals and doctors would actually want that help. And within a week, we got that answer loud and clear from the healthcare community that absolutely they were looking for help. And we spent, 2 months doing nothing but building PPE for hospitals and healthcare providers and first responders. So we had, 400 volunteers walk in our doors, or not really walk in our doors, work from home, making face masks, face shields, respirators. And we manufactured over 20,000 items in 60 days. So that was a pretty good first act of crazy nonstop work and incredible energy from the community to try to fill those initial priorities from that came out of COVID.
Well, and it's amazing because when you mentioned, I was thinking, oh yeah, I remember Ryan talking about that and doing the face shields and everything that you guys created in 20,000. Well, I also think there was some involvement with some of bump out designs and leveling platforms and things of that nature too. Now you mentioned that.
Yeah, and I think, and what was kind of amazing is, we ended up sending PPE, we were able to respond to every request for help in a 75-mile radius, all at no cost to recipients. But we ended up sending some of that material as far as Denver and California and New York. And part of it is just Durango was this kind of magical community where we were big enough to have creative minds to figure out how to do the work and the resources, but small enough that all those people know each other, and that, the people who are makers here at the Maker Lab know ER physicians and know, frontline nurses. And so the connection between having the resources to pull this off and knowing where the needs were in the community, I think it would have been hard for us to do this if Durango was much smaller, and it would have been just as hard if Durango was much bigger than it is.
Well, that resiliency, I think we've seen it, I always say from clear back when Missionary Ridge fire, the 416 fire, and COVID. I mean, the Gold King mine spill. I mean, all these things that our community comes together and rallies, and you guys being a focal point to create that. And I know Ryan has been on many of the Southwest Colorado disaster assistance calls, and you know, and just again that quick pivot of what we all did just to say, okay, all hands on deck, how do we come together? And I call it the co-opetition, the collaboration. We're competitive, you know, with all of our organization, but man, when we need to, we do come together and pull it together. Now, looking forward, you guys have some incredible things, again, that you're pivoting to help those that I'm going to go right to where I have to say, thank goodness my kids are not at home, because if I had to go back and figure out algebra again or all the, you know, the things of that I'm definitely not smart enough, especially in math. Yeah, you guys are offering some incredible coursework that people can involve their kids in.
Yeah, I think, by the time June rolled around, the medical supply world seemed to have caught up, and the work that seemed every bit as essential in April and May, hospitals weren't turning to us as their first answer at that point. And it seemed like the space where the real need was kids and families, and kids who've been out of the classroom for weeks. And so we had our best summer camp program we've had, fully enrolled, able to fully fund scholarships. There's just a real hunger, like you said, Jack, is for kids who had been learning with their parents to actually learn with peers in small groups, following state guidelines and all the important COVID protocols. So we carried that through the summer. And as we look at the school year, the priority really is looking at that group of students that are learning from home for part or all of the year. And it really is kind of that same spirit that we were able to do with the PPE project, that we're opening the Durango Learning Lab as a place for kids to come for 1 or 2 days a week, both to pursue their coursework for school, but also get out into the community doing enrichment activities. And, you know, I think the concern I see in here is doing what we can to make sure this isn't a lost year for kids. Make sure that we give kids the biggest world of exploration and possibility we can possibly pull off, while walking the line of doing that in as safe and responsible a way as possible. So I've got a couple of kids at home, and I only half joke that I'm praying every day that my kids don't show up back at my house, because my wife and I both work, and it's great to have time with them, but I really need them to have experiences outside of the house and a world bigger than my wife and I can offer by ourselves. And so that's what we want to be able to offer for families as well, is that 1 or 2 days a week where kids are learning from somewhere other than their bedroom or their living room or kitchen table, where they've got a chance to be around some peers and be out doing some active hands-on learning, whether an art class or a biking class with Devo or a field science class with Mountain Studies Institute. And frankly, for a parent and an employer to say, there's at least a day or two a week that I know that I can be on a Zoom call without, you know, my 7-year-old coming up for math help in the midst of my business meeting, right. Knowing that I've got a day that I can set aside, knowing that kids are in good hands, doing good work, learning and growing. So it just feels like, we're looking at the numbers, and it looks like there's at least 1,500 kids, 1,500 families that are in that circumstance. And we want to try to be a resource for that. And I would just say, like the PPE project, it's not just the powerhouse. It's us and a dozen different organizations all working together, where we'd host the academic side of things, but it's really the Durango Arts Center and Stillwater Music and I Am Music, The Hive, and again, a dozen different organizations offering enrichment opportunities for those kids.
So if someone's interested, I mean, first off, what age is it, kindergarten through 12th that you're serving?
Yeah, we're actually seeing first through 12th. And the only reason for that is we feel like if this is a student's very first experience with school, the Learning Lab's probably not the best place to do that. Sure. And so we want to work with kids who've been in school at least for a year. So first through 12th grade is what we're looking at.
Okay. And if someone's, listening would like to learn more or get their kids signed up, no matter what the grade is, first through 12, what's the best way of going about to get them signed up?
Yeah, we're building out a standalone website. It's DurangoLearningLab.com. And if you go there, it'll redirect right to a registration page. And the way it's structured is we're asking families what days of the week they're looking for help, and inviting them to share of our 12 different enrichment opportunities. What are your kids' preferences? What's the best match we can make for the next 5 weeks with you?
And is there the expense involved with this? Obviously, you have expenses. So how much is it?
Yeah, the fees, it's a $50 a day fee for families. And we, you know, we feel like looking at what else, what all the other opportunities from learning pods to private tutors to other programs, we feel like we're at a pretty competitive spot pricing wise, but we're also committed to universal access. So we have a scholarship project where kids can, any students who are eligible for the free and reduced lunch program will automatically get a 50% discount, so $25 a day. And then we'll do discounts of up to 90% based on family circumstances. So at that website, there'll be a scholarship application families can fill out. And we wanna make sure that money is not an issue in keeping kids from participating. We wanna serve as many kids as possible, and especially those kids that are in danger of being left behind in the midst of an untraditional school year.
Okay, so it's Durango Learning Lab and is the website. And then also, just watching my time here, you guys have a series of traveling exhibits that are coming, and I think you were assembling the T-Rex or something when I talked to you the other day.
Yes, it's been a pretty fun week at the Powerhouse. Yeah, I think one of the things that even was there was a priority even before COVID was looking at how to refresh the experience inside the walls of the Powerhouse. And so we felt like the best way to do that was to really partner with some of the, you know, world-class institutions to bring traveling, changing exhibits here to the Powerhouse. So even if we built out the world's best exhibits, 18 months from now, families in Durango are going to say, you know, I've been there four times and it's still the same thing. How do you keep that experience fresh? So we've got a chance. We had a chance to bring in dinosaurs from this awesome dinosaur exhibition from the American Museum of Natural History that opens up on October 3rd. And then we also had a chance to really look at this, as you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, the 50th anniversary of Apollo 14. For those folks who aren't familiar with Roosa Park and Roosa Avenue, they're named after Stuart Roosa, who was who piloted the command module for the Apollo 14 mission, which was the third manned mission to the moon. And that 50th anniversary comes up January 31st, 2021. And so we wanted to celebrate that, and we're doing that a few different ways. So we've got an exhibition opening from the Smithsonian at the end of October that is all this great lunar photography from the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, and that'll be here through the end through the middle of January. And then we're going to be bringing in a bunch of artifacts from the actual Apollo program from the Johnson Space Center that'll come in right around the anniversary of that mission. And again, it's a chance for people to see a totally different experience of the Powerhouse. If you think of the Powerhouse as a place for toddlers, this is going to be a place for adults that whether you have kids or not, there's something for you to see and discover at the Powerhouse this year. And it just felt like a great opportunity to try to bring the biggest world we could to Durango at a time when we're all a little closer to home for the foreseeable future.
Well, you just, you know, testament too to the type of folks that, I've been in Durango or live here. I mean, you seem to draw a lot. I'm looking at your website right now, and I don't see a picture of the dinosaurs rotating through and all the other things. We've only got about 45 seconds. Real quick, you also have your speaker series. How do people get part of the traveling speaker series?
Yeah, so we've got a 9-part speaker series, all space themed. The first one happened in September, and it was with Stuart Roos's daughter talking about his life and history. But the second Sunday of every month at 4:30, we're going to be streaming on Facebook Live a speaker series around a different space theme. In October, on October 11th, we're going to have Wendy Lawrence and Bill Reedy, both of whom are veterans of multiple shuttle missions, talking about their experience as astronauts. We're going to be featuring Callie Cole and Charlie Hakes from Fort Lewis College the month after in November. And then we're planning to do one in December around Navajo cosmology with two Navajo astronomers. And again, it's the second Sunday of the month at 4:30, and it'll carry on through May.
Wow. You're busy.
A little bit. It's been fun.
Well, again, DurangoLearningLab.org. Is that the website?
.com, actually.
.com.
DurangoLearningLab.com.
Okay. So got that. And then the POWSCI, so POWSCI.org is the Powerhouse website. And Jeff, thanks for hanging in there with all the craziness this year and everything that you're doing and bringing the exhibits to Durango. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for all you're doing with the Chamber to support the community as well. Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we've got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.